This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Join us here toll free. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in studio, you've got Ian.
And Mark.
And Daryl.
We've been talking about a disturbing story from the folks over at the Liberty Dollar. They are apparently embracing the Donald Trump campaign, as have a few people who call themselves libertarians. And in fact, we are going to get into a post over at lourockwell.com by Walter Block, who has historically been considered a libertarian. He's saying that he's created a group called Libertarians for Trump, and we're going to get his reasons for that coming up here in moments as we continue that discussion. But you can also bring up whatever happens to be on your mind, and we're going to go to Skype, which, by the way, our Skype username is lrn.fm. If you want to join us there, where Carl is on the line. Carl, where are you calling from tonight?
Calling from Cleveland.
Welcome, Carl. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about these libertarians coming out in support of Donald Trump. And it's a bit disturbing to me because it's not isolated. Like, for instance, I'm looking at the anarcho-capitalism subreddit on Reddit. Mm-hmm. And right now the top post is about anti-social justice warriors and white nationalists. They're getting too much coverage in the subreddit. So, and, you know, a lot of people are complaining.
Go ahead. Can you real briefly explain what a social justice warrior is? Because it's a term that I hear thrown around, but it just seems like an ad hominem attack against anybody that thinks different than somebody else.
For me personally, what I consider them, they're the far left. They're the people that, you know, with all the protesters and, you know, they're the people on campus that prevent free speech and, you know, they're all for political correctness. You can't say the wrong thing about the wrong group, that kind of thing. That's my impression of it.
They don't want groups to be disparaged unless those groups are groups in power, in which case you can disparage them all you like.
Because right. I've had people call me a social justice warrior because I say you shouldn't be an a-hole.
Yeah, that's...
It's like, just because you can doesn't mean you should. Mm-hmm. You're a social justice warrior!
Okay.
So it just seems like an ad hominem that is really empty and meaningless.
So you're calling to tell us that libertarians are arguing on the internet?
Well, in part.
Libertarians argue on the internet?
You know, I'm saying that it's, you know, bigger than what it should be. For instance, you know, Chris Cantwell, you know, used to be a host of, you know, Free Talk Live.
Yeah.
You know, he's gone in that direction as well. You know, I mean, so, you know, these don't seem to be isolated incidents. And to me, I don't see how any principled libertarian could possibly support Trump. This is a guy that says, let's build a wall at the border, or let's go into Muslim communities and to their mosques and spy on them. You know, like, these aren't libertarian ideas. So to me, like, I can't see how someone that's principled in the ideas of liberty can possibly support Trump.
Well, to me, what I see is I see with the primary, there's this extra layer of sort of confusion added. So we know that there's going to be somebody who's going to be elected as a Democrat and somebody who's going to be elected as a Republican sometime in the relatively near future. And then those people are going to duke it out along with some other minor party candidates for the presidency of the United States. I don't think there's anything particularly wrong with saying, I prefer Trump over Cruz, and this is why, or
that's
saying
not what Walter Block and a lot of these other people are doing.
Right. Many of these people are supporting Trump through to the general election.
I got where you're coming from, but if Trump makes it through the general election, likely what that's going to do is empower the Libertarian candidate.
How's that?
Because a lot of people are going to be left with, I cannot vote for Clinton or Sanders, I'm not sure.
I don't believe it. I don't think people are going to all of a sudden become interested in the libertarian because they don't like Trump or Clinton. They'll decide, I think Trump's better than Clinton or Clinton's better than Trump, they'll pick the lesser of the evils from their perspective.
The Republicans will do the same thing that they've done since 1992 and say that, well, I don't really like this guy, but if I vote for the third party, then that's throwing my vote away, and the Democrats going to get elected, and I fear the Democrats more than I like any sense of liberty that I claim to support, so I'm going to vote for the Republican, because otherwise, Democrats.
Carl, is there more you wanted to share? Go ahead.
No, that was my two cents.
Thanks for the call, dude. I appreciate it. Our toll-free number, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE. Go ahead.
Well, I would say that I'm of the three of us here, I spend more time in Republican groups on Facebook than you guys do.
And yeah, probably more so combined because I'm not in any.
If you spend 2 seconds in a Republican group, that's still more time than I spend in Republican groups on Facebook.
And I can tell you these people are very divided and that many of them say...
That's only because the primary is still going. As soon as the primary is over, they'll pick their side and they'll pick the Republican.
That is a prediction based on
experience.
Past and past performance. Yeah. And it's not that I don't agree that there's a good chance that that some people will do exactly as you say, Ian. However, I would say that this is the most divisive election of my lifetime.
Oh, they always say that.
Every
4 years.
Who's they? Me?
They.
Is it me?
Whoever.
No. I am assessing this as me.
Okay.
This is
the
most...
same thing 4 years ago.
Well, it still could have been the case, could it not? And I don't
Every
know.
Election is the most important election of our lifetime.
Most divisive.
Right.
Is what he said.
Divisive. This is you've got Sanders and Clinton, and then Trump and Cruz. It's a big deal, and I think that a lot of people are going. I think that the Libertarian is going to get more votes than they have ever gotten before, is my prediction.
Okay.
I hope you're right.
Unfortunately.
I honestly do hope that you're right.
Unfortunately, whoever the Libertarian candidate is, if it's not Daryl W. Perry, is not likely going to be an actual Libertarian, so it doesn't count.
Well, I only said the Libertarian candidate.
Yeah.
I understand that now that your friend has run as a very principled Libertarian, that you're not going to support whoever the Libertarian is that comes after them. My view is just a little wider than that.
Guess is that if I were not running this year, Ian still probably would not vote for whatever horrible Libertarian.
Ian had Gary Johnson in the studio 3 times last go around, so I would say that may not be entirely the case.
No, that's before I knew that Gary Johnson was an Islamophobe.
Well,
I didn't know Gary Johnson was ever in Keene.
He was actually.
Yep, he's been in studio and sat through the whole show at this microphone that I'm sitting at right now.
For a whole show.
I believe he was darn close to it. I think he got tired at one point and may have bailed on us. But, he was here for a long time. And,
I didn't say I wouldn't support the Libertarian because they will likely be the lesser of the evils on the ballot, whoever it is that ends up getting nominated. I will probably have a difficult time supporting Gary Johnson if he is still Islamophobic.
He made a statement that he could be educated on. His statement was that the burqa or the whatever. What's the head wrap? It's not a burqa, though.
He has not been educated. He has continued to...
He could be educated upon. And
so far, he's using... Apparently, there was an article by Tom Knapp recently, and I don't know if it's on the Napster blog.
It is.
Okay. Tom Knapp wrote an article about how apparently Gary Johnson is basically echoing some Ted Cruz campaign boss.
Yep.
On his whole, Islamophobic, all of his talking points are basically coming from the Ted Cruz campaign, which is pretty disturbing.
In Pennsylvania, he was asked a question specifically about Sharia, and he said, well, I Googled it, and I found an article titled Sharia and the Constitution. And that article is the thing written by
I think that people that make fun of the fact that he Googled something really don't look at their own lives. I mean, how else are you going to find out about things? Googling stuff is how you do it. It's not like Gary Johnson has a staff of foreign policy wonks that he has at his super PAC.
He does have a staff.
Not much of one. I think his staff works for his marijuana company.
I think it is premature to presume that Gary Johnson is going to get the nomination. The Libertarian Party does not have their nominating process until May, and it's the very end of May. So we still have a solid couple months here before that, actually.
I'm all for Darrell W. Perry winning the nomination. However, just looking at things from the outside, it seems like Gary Johnson might have the best shot because he was the last one in the last go-around. And he's the only candidate in the race, I believe, that has executive experience.
So why is it some people who call themselves libertarians are supporting Donald Trump? We'll allow Walter Block to explain himself here in moments, and you can join us at 855-450-FREE.
Are you suffering with hearing loss? Are you sick of people constantly complaining that your TV is too loud? Are you tired of asking people to speak up? Would you like to hear more clearly, but you don't want to wear a hearing aid that makes you look old? Then you need to try Listen Clear, a life-changing breakthrough precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. And you can adjust Listen Clear to find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are, and whatever you're doing. And right now you can try Listen Clear absolutely risk-free, with free shipping. We'll even give you free batteries for life. So call now, 1-800-719-9349. Listen Clear is lightweight and completely hassle-free, and it's practically invisible. Call for your 100% risk-free home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now, 1-800-719-9349. That's 1-800-719-9349. 1-800-719-9349.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today. 866-257-3105.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KD Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KD. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KDArmor.com. Come and take it.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
calls about what you want, and we'll find out what the rationale is for Walter Block supporting Donald Trump. He's created a group called Libertarians for Trump. Sounds like he's all in on this, and we'll get his explanation here in moments. You can also tell us whatever's on your mind. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. If you like Free Talk Live, you like the idea that we're spreading freedom here 7 nights a week, talking about the principles of liberty, talking about, you know, fun stuff, too. You can call in about anything here on Free Talk Live. If you like what we're doing, then please go to SaveItPurse.com and buy your stuff through Amazon through SaveItPurse.com if you have Bitcoin. If you don't have Bitcoin, SaveItPurse.com cannot help you. But if you do have Bitcoin, and this is a reason to get Bitcoin, you can save 20% easily on the stuff that you need to buy. I've been purchasing equipment to kind of put the studio back together after the FBI confiscated dozens of electronic devices from us about a week and a half ago. And a few of the things I've been purchasing have come from SaveItPurse.com. So I've saved 20, 25%. It's super easy to do. And again, the catch is you got to have Bitcoin to get the big savings. SaveATPurse.com. That's SaveItPurse.com. As we continue here, we'll go to your calls before we go to Walter Block. But let's go first to Tom on the line in Detroit. Tom, you're on Skype. Go ahead.
Hey guys, glad both you and Mark are here tonight.
Sure.
I called in recently. I'm one of the folks that is really into the Mark Stevens prepping and getting people ready to, you know, appear in court and defend themselves the best they can. And when I heard this happen, you know, when I saw that Sunday morning raid, you know, again, I feel for you. We need to donate. I'm glad the by the way, did the what's that called, the where the page was created to get some cash,
GoFundMe?
Yeah, GoFundMe. Did that ever get put back up? I never actually.
Oh, you're referring to the GoFundMe that was created by a listener of ours, Virgil Vaduva, the creator of Cell 411. It raised over $5,000 in 24 hours. And also within that 24-hour period, there was some downtime where some local haters decided to falsely target the GoFundMe. They called it fraudulent, and they reported it to GoFundMe, which resulted in an auto takedown. So that's just the way the GoFundMe system works.
They would have called it a unicorn if that's what they had to call it to get it taken down.
Right. And
that's fraudulent. Like, it's a fraudulent claim of fraud. It's
yes,
funny.
They were the ones who were engaging in fraud, and so GoFundMe did review the case, and they did put it back online, and it brought in close to $6,000 when all was said and done. And
the
GoFundMe takes about 10%, so we got over $5,000 out of it, so thank you to everyone who donated.
The thing that makes me grumpy is that these people can basically make this fraudulent claim, and no one holds them account for it.
Exactly. And that's kind of, I was wondering, did the page ever, you know, was it ever put back up?
Yeah, it's back up. I'm looking at it right now. Well, no, it's gone. I mean, it's over. The thing has ended.
No, it's not. It still says donate.
Really? Oh, okay. Well, that's news to me, because Virgil had said that it was he was going to end it.
Well, I called for a different reason, but I wanted to bring that up because I think we all need to donate anyway.
And, well, the best way to do it is to join the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com. That's a good way to give an ongoing contribution. I'm not saying don't give to the GoFundMe, but ultimately the AMP program is the best way because it continues to support the show over time for just a little bit, just $5 a month, and folks can go to amp.freetalklive.com. Plus, you can use Bitcoin through amp.freetalklive.com and also PayPal.
Well, the cool thing is it's now been over a week, and they still haven't arrested you, so obviously.
The radio, Tom. And by the way, no, it takes the federal government months, if not an entire year, to conduct these investigations.
Years, plural.
Yeah, I wish I could say that, oh, great, it's been a week, it's all over and done with. Well, no, I'm sorry, but no, it's not.
Now, on a tangentially related note, and I'm not going to delve into this too deep, but I did bring in a story about a 14-year-old boy down in Connecticut that was arrested for possessing child porn because he was sexting with someone, and they were investigating him for 3 months.
Yeah.
I would like to point out that if you were somehow, if anybody here, because we don't know anything, the feds haven't made any charges or anything like that, but you were the only one named on the warrant.
That's correct. That's because I live here.
Yeah, it's because you live here. So if they decide to arrest you, and the reason they arrest you is because you're somehow, and you would think imprisonment would mean that you're a danger to the community, right? Then aren't they doing a disservice to the community by allowing you to run amok for whatever period of time that they're going to investigate you?
How dare we have the right to, you know, be deemed innocent until proven guilty?
And indeed.
The right to not be imprisoned without charge. How dare we respect people's rights?
Well, I mean,
well, there's no respect from them. I mean, they came in and stole our stuff over some allegations.
The claim that Mark is saying is, well, if they're going to arrest you at some point in the future, they should just arrest you now without having a charge.
No, that's not the claim I'm making at all. The claim I'm making is that prison should be for dangerous people. And dangerous people should be obviously dangerous, right? Not surreptitiously dangerous. I suppose there are those people, and we should investigate them in that kind of thing, but if they have this this difficult conundrum, which is they shouldn't just throw people in jail on wild suspicions, but at the same time they're supposed to put dangerous people away and protect us. So it's going to take them months and months and months and months to do their investigation if they're going to investigate. And whatever conclusions they come to, if they decide to arrest somebody, that person's been free and dangerous for many months.
So, to my knowledge, they will be finding nothing in their investigation as far as child pornography is concerned. But then again,
well, they'll find whatever they want, and that's really the difficulty here.
Yeah.
And
are we dealing with honest FBI agents or not? And you don't know.
You've seen as well as I have the outpouring of people who have said, "Look, there's this vast amount of people who have been targeted by." We don't know who, right? I'm not saying the FBI does this, but there are people out there that just try to slip viruses into your computer that just download all kinds of child porn and that kind of thing. And that's a really difficult thing to defend against. It's been, the leader of Oath Keepers, it is alleged, was attacked by one of these attacks. Luke Rutkowski from We Are Change, a variety of people that I've seen a big long list, and it's scary. This could happen to anybody. And yeah, I'm surprised that there aren't more. I'm surprised this virus doesn't go around the internet even more, just using people's computers. I think the term is zombie, basically using your computer to do things while you're not paying attention to it, because at that point, then everybody would have child porn on their computer, and that's frightening.
So anyway, our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Yes, they can do whatever it is that they want to, so pretty much we just have to hope that we're dealing with honest FBI agents who will, hopefully in several months or however long it takes them, call us up and say, we're bringing your computers back. Maybe they'll apologize.
That's what I'm hoping for.
I don't expect an apology from them, but just hoping to get the equipment back. And then, we'll format all of the hard drives, and we'll have a pile of equipment. Because at that point,
don't
we'll
even know what to do with
it. We'll have replaced everything. Toll-free number.
Just about replaced everything now.
855-450-FREE. That's our number. You can join us here. In fact, there's actually an update on the case. This FBI running a porn website, or a child porn website specifically, they were ordered to turn over the code of this exploit that they used ostensibly to reveal people's information, and they are refusing to do so.
Ordered by whom?
A judge. It's Free Talk Live.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated Fountain of Youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. But you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now.
To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
If you want to raise the next generation of patriot leaders, take a look at Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school for kindergarten through high school. No common core teaching methods or high-stakes testing. Freedom Project Academy is government-free, doesn't accept any government funding, and is a fully accredited private school. All classes are taught live online with real teachers across the country. Open enrollment runs March through July, but classes fill up quickly. Check them out at fpeusa.org. That's fpeusa.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Bad news, Americans. You're probably stockpiling for a disaster all wrong. When the big one comes, you'll need more than that poisonous, over-salted survival food you now see everywhere. There are three vital things that your survival food is missing, and it's the first thing to disappear from grocery stores. Go to superfoodradio.com now to see my story of how I nearly died when I was forced to live on a popular survival food. That's superfoodradio.com, and I'll show you how everything you've been told about survival food is dead wrong. Go to superfoodradio.com now.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us here on the radio. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, and that's 855-450-3733. We've been talking about libertarians for Trump. Yes, that is what they claim here. Walter Block, who is a longtime libertarian, he's written a number of books about
the author of Defending the Undefendable.
And other books.
Quite a book that many libertarians quote from.
Right, and now he's saying he's getting behind the Donald Trump campaign, and it appears that he's talking about not just for the primary, but beyond, which is disturbing. So let me go on with his piece here, and you can join us toll-free at 855-450-FREE. Also, Skype username is lrn.fm. So here comes his rationale. Suppose we're all slaves, and the master said we could have a democratic election. We could vote for Overseer Batty, who would whip us unmercifully once per day, or Overseer Goody, who would do exactly the same thing, but only once per month. We all voted for the latter. Is this incompatible with libertarianism? Would this make us worse libertarians? Anyone who thinks so does not really understand this philosophy. And then he recommends a remedial course of The Ethics for Liberty, or Ethics of Liberty, by Murray Rothbard. There are several issues upon which libertarians do
Murray
not...
Murray Rothbard was one of the founders of the Libertarian Party, so there are many people in the Liberty Movement that believe, for instance, that voting is violence against your neighbor. And I would say that voting, bad voting, could be interpreted that way, but good voting, not so much. The difficulty comes when you're voting between the lesser of two evils, which, when you're dealing with people... that's the case. What Walter Block is saying here is that voting essentially can be a form of self-defense. That if you're choosing the candidate that will be least evil to you and yours, then you're essentially voting as a form of self-defense.
So going on here, he says, and I get you between choosing the lesser of the evils. I don't think there's anything wrong with doing that.
Nor do I think there's anything wrong with sitting it out and saying I'm not picking.
Right. So going on here, typically he says there are several issues where libertarians do not and cannot support Donald Trump, for example, protectionism. But typically regarding the issues where Trump deviates from libertarianism, so do the other candidates. And also we readily admit that the presidential nominee of the Libertarian Party will very likely have views much closer to ours than those of Mr. Trump. But the perfect is the enemy of the good. It is our goal to throw our weight behind the candidate who has a reasonable chance of actually becoming president of the United States, whose views are closest to libertarianism. So here you are with a supposed libertarian using the wasted vote syndrome argument.
Yes.
And this is something that any libertarian who's newer than maybe a year might not understand. But anybody who's been around with the movement as long as Walter Block has certainly understands the wasted vote argument, which you hear constantly as a libertarian when you're trying to promote the, let's say, the libertarian presidential candidate to people who might agree with libertarianism more often than Republicans or Democrats.
Or even a libertarian candidate for state rep or county commission. People will say, this election's just too important. We can't vote for the libertarian this time. Maybe next time, but this election is too important, and we have to vote for this bad person because otherwise the really bad person, and the people that say that, they're arguing over which one's the bad person and which one's the really bad person.
Well, to claim that a vote would be wasted, you have to claim the statistical likelihood that your vote will make a difference. I'm not saying count. I'm not claiming that votes count or don't count. That's a completely different argument that I'm willing to have if that's what you want to have. But here's what I do to confront the wasted vote claims. And this one's really easy. Ladies and gentlemen who believe that you can waste your vote by voting on a third-party candidate, I am now going to create in you a superhero. You are now the super voter. You can not only have one vote, but you get 50 votes. That makes you 50 times as powerful as you currently are,
which is next to zero.
And you get to travel throughout time, and you may vote in any and all presidential elections that occurred throughout time. And you may place your vote, and you may change the outcome by 50 votes.
You'll make no difference.
Can you tell me one single election that has occurred in one single state? Because if you think that the presidential election is a national election, you shouldn't be voting anyway. It's a state election. So it's a state election for electors. So can you tell me one single state at any time in U.S. history that has been separated by 50 votes?
You mean at the presidential level?
At the presidential level. And I would wager to say
the closest I can think of was Florida, where it was 537 vote difference.
Yeah, and that's a big deal. But that's still, your 50 votes as a super voter don't matter because you, and what that means is you should vote your heart as close as you can in a general election because the statistical likelihood that your vote will make the difference, not that it'll count, but it'll make a difference, is very low. Very, very, very low.
So going on with Block, he says, when put this way, it's clear that the Donald is the most congruent with our perspective, he says. This is true mainly because of foreign policy, and of the three, foreign policy, economic policy, and personal liberties, the former is the most important, he claims. As Murray Rothbard...
What do you think? Don't you think... I think that foreign policy is the most important when it comes to a presidential candidate.
I think individual liberty is the most important. But anyway.
Well, individual liberty isn't really of much use when your kid's dead, right? I mean, and that's what happens when it comes to foreign policy. We've got...
What good is it if your kid is alive but in a prison cell because he was, had a plant or something like that? Anyway, as he says, as Murray Rothbard and Bob Higgs have demonstrated over and over again, U.S. foreign policy determines what occurs...
Who do you think is going to be better on pot, Trump or Cruz?
We're not talking about the primary. We're talking about the general election here. And yes, I think between Donald Trump and Ted Cruz, Donald Trump is probably the better choice between those two. Okay.
Okay.
I'll give you that. He's entertaining at the very least.
Oh, I like him for entertainment. I wouldn't even know. Trump hasn't. See, my argument against him is he hasn't really come down on issues firmly. He slips all over the place,
yeah.
And I don't know. Ted Cruz, I am genuinely scared of.
Yeah.
Donald Trump, I don't know whether I should be scared of him or not.
He says, as Murray Rothbard has demonstrated over and over again, U.S. foreign policy determines what occurs in economics and in the field of personal liberties. Foreign policy is the dog that wags the other two tails, he says. We readily concede that Donald Trump is no Ron Paul on foreign policy or anything else for that matter. However, compared to his Republican alternatives, the Donald stands head and shoulders above them. He has said time and time again.
And he'll make America funny again.
Things like, quote, look at what we did in Iraq, it's a mess. Look at what we did in Libya, it's a mess there too. And we're going to repeat our mistakes in Syria, not on my watch, unquote. Would Cruz or Rubio ever say anything like that? To ask this question is to answer it. And very importantly, who is the one candidate who went out of his way so as to not antagonize Russia and Premier Putin? It is the Donald, that's who. Do we really want to fight World War III with Russia? With Mr. Trump at the helm, we minimize the chance of this catastrophe occurring.
Putin actually said that he respects Trump. I don't know what that means. I guess that means that Putin wants Trump.
that's a scary endorsement. Anyway,
right. I mean, you know.
Yes, future President Trump wants a strong military, but with only a few exceptions, fewer than the other Republican candidates, only to defend our country, he claims. Then he cites
and judging politicians by what they say is really dangerous work.
So that's pretty much it. He goes on to talk about his organization. There's no dues, he claims. They'll release a list of LFT members once they reach 100 participants. I don't know if they have.
We haven't got 100 yet. Thank God. Oh,
yeah.
Thank God.
Yeah. So there
surely
you go.
They can get 100 people to join anything.
Yeah, you would think Walter Block would be able to pull that one off, but maybe there are enough principled libertarians who are laughing and embarrassed by this, and they're not in any way interested in supporting him. So pretty much that's what Block is saying here, is that foreign policy is all that matters to him, and he believes that Donald Trump is better than the
others. Foreign policy is what I vote on when I vote for president. So
you're going to vote for Donald Trump this if he gets the nomination?
I will vote for the most anti-war presidential candidate that's available on the ballot in a given geographic area.
Who's better on foreign policy, Gary Johnson or Donald Trump?
I think that Gary Johnson is. I'm going to have to look, but I may end up voting for Jill Stein. How scary is that?
Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Jill Stein, the likely Green Party nominee. It's Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Hi, Pat Matthews again. I want to talk to you about selling online. And when I say selling, I'm talking about your home, your car, and even buying a house or a new set of wheels. There's a new kid in town, and that's BuySellMakeOffer.com. The revolution has already begun, and I invite you to be a part of it. You see, get in on the ground floor, because BuySellMakeOffer.com never charges item fees. Can you imagine what the other guys might charge you for selling a car on their site, let alone a house? Well, BuySellMakeOffer.com doesn't do that. And you can use Skype and YouTube videos to sell your products, big or small. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and set up your account. For as little as $7.95 per month, you can sell up to 50 items. And they'll give you the first 30 days free just to try it out. Remember, no per-item fees. Join the revolution today. BuySellMakeOffer.com. And tell them Pat Matthews sent you.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us on the radio here. Toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And Daryl.
Don't forget, we've got Skype as well. Skype username is lrn.fm. Coming up, Daryl, you've got yet another story about a teenager arrested for possession of child porn, so-called child porn, except they were pictures of himself.
Yes.
He's 14, or was at the time. We'll get to that story. Update on the playpen situation. As you know, Free Talk Live studios were raided by the FBI on not this past Sunday, but the one prior to that, in an alleged child porn investigation. They claimed that someone from this IP address had visited a website that they were operating, that they had taken over and then operated for a couple of weeks in, I think it was February, March range, started late February of 2015. So they claim someone from this IP address went there, and so therefore that justifies taking pretty much any electronic storage device in the entire building. And that's
and some that aren't.
That's what they did. And now there's an update in the playpen case, because we're not the only people under investigation in this case. There have been over, 137 arrests so far. They identified allegedly over 1,000 IP addresses that had visited this particular site. The site itself apparently had hundreds of thousands of registered users, so they only...
Which is frightening to me.
A lot of people.
Hundreds of thousands of people, I guess, around the world.
Around the
you're talking
globe.
About millions of people with internet access, probably billions.
Billions have internet access.
Billions of internet with internet
access. Most of the world doesn't have internet access, but probably about 40-ish percent of the world does, from what I understand. But anyway, going on here, the story's from the register.co.uk.
They count as internet access? A lot of people can go to an internet cafe and log on and do their thing.
I don't know. That's a good question. I think that if there is any internet in any given area, then that area counts as having internet access. That would be my guess.
I just pulled something up that says around 40% of the world's population has an internet connection.
Oh, okay. All right. Then not just access to it.
That's not just access. That's people that are actively using to some degree.
Well, I mean, it's not like Ian's got every fact in his head, you know.
The FBI is refusing to hand over details of the software that it used to track and unmask anonymous viewers of a child sex abuse website. The feds say the details are irrelevant to the case. In February of 2015, the FBI seized the servers running a dark web pedophile website called Playpen, described as the largest archive of its kind. Rather than shut it down immediately, the FBI kept it running for 2 weeks on the Tor network, but installed server-side software that would somehow worm its way into the PCs of the users and report back their public IP addresses and MAC addresses. A MAC address is a unique identifying number, series of numbers and letters that identifies your Wi-Fi card or your internet port. And report it back to the FBI.
This is an interesting sort of law enforcement conundrum, because if child pornography has a victim, and that would be the claim here, is that everybody who has ever had their picture taken is being victimized.
Well, then you'd have to claim this teenager in, where was it, the UK, was victimizing himself?
Connecticut.
Oh, Connecticut.
Yep. That one would have to claim that. Yes. Which is a bizarre claim. But if it has a victim, then you're... the federal government, when it runs a kiddie porn website, and no one's denying that. Everybody at the FBI is saying, yes, we ran a kiddie porn website. Then that means that they're victimizing all of these people.
Yeah, if you believe that, yes.
And I've spent enough time thinking about this that I've realized, I've come to the conclusion what it is that people have, really think about this. And what they really think is, this is a thought crime. Is that kiddie porn's okay if you don't like it. But you can distribute kiddie porn as long as you're trying to catch people who like it. But it's the people who like it that are a problem, because they're dangerous. They're going to be pedophiles. They're likely to be pedophiles. So we need to lock them up. And what I would say is if you're talking about hundreds of thousands of people accessing this from around the world, so a good percentage of them are in the United States, that means that there's a lot of people that for whatever reason look at kiddie porn that do not go and steal kids off the street or don't victimize relatives and do things like that. I'm not saying we should make kiddie porn legal or anything like that. I just think that it's interesting that for whatever reason we give a pass to the federal government when they distribute kiddie porn.
The software would also generate a serial number unique to the infected computer and send that back to the investigators so that if the PC changed its IP address, it could still be linked to the previous addresses. With this information, agents could subpoena internet service providers to hand over personal details of the subscribers who have those addresses and bring them in for questioning. The software, which the FBI calls a Network Investigative Technique, or NIT, successfully tracked hundreds of visitors around the world to the Hidden Playpen site. In an ongoing trial of Seattle teacher Jay Michaud, who's been charged with viewing child sex abuse imagery on the Playpen, his attorney has insisted that the FBI turn over the NIT for examination. The FBI has provided some of the code, but crucially no details of the flaw that it exploited to install itself on some visitors' computers, nor the method by which it generated the unique identifier used to track them. In a brief filed on Monday, FBI Special Agent Daniel Alfin explained his reasoning, saying, quote, The exploit merely enabled the government to bypass the security protections on Michaud's computer to deliver the NIT instructions. He said further that knowing how someone unlocked the front door provides no information about what a person did after entering a house.
So the judge demanded the FBI turn over this program to be sort of reviewed.
That's
by
correct.
The defense. And the
FBI is refusing.
And the FBI isn't doing what a judge said.
That's correct. Alfin said.
When does Alfin go to prison?
He won't.
No. This is what's so broken about this system. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. Your legal system is broken.
They have the ability to appeal a judge's decision. I suspect that's what they're doing.
Now, one thing that I find to be sort of ironic is, remember when Apple was being requested or told you have to create this program to let the FBI crack encryption on every phone that you have, even though they're saying it's only one phone,
mm-hmm.
but the program would be able to be used on every Apple iPhone. The Justice Department was all up in arms. Apple can't defy us, but yet in this case, the Justice Department is trying to defy the judicial order that
That's
you
correct.
Hand over this code.
Alfin said he was certain the identifier assigned to Mashaad's IP and MAC address was unique and not duplicated for any other suspect. He offered to show the defense the full data stream between Mashaad's computer and the server set up to collect the NIT data. The NIT software consists of 9 packets, the first 3 to establish a connection between the suspect and government server, the 4th to relay the identifying information, and the last 4 to sign off of the exchange. The brief was filed as part of the FBI's ongoing attempts to hide the code, which a judge ruled last month it should provide to the defense. The FBI has filed a sealed brief to the judge explaining why it is unable to do so, or rather unwilling, I should say. That's what it says, unwilling to do so. The FBI is unwilling to release the full code to a third party since this may allow people to work out how to evade it. It's clear the NIT wasn't 100% effective, as Playpen had nearly 215,000 users, and only a small fraction have been identified. It could be the NIT exploited vulnerabilities in Adobe Flash or the browser that the suspects had not yet patched. It could be that it required no security flaws and was some script or a small Flash file that managed to send back information about the PC without going through Tor. But the thing is, we don't know, because the FBI is refusing to actually hand over the full code, and they filed a sealed brief. So I guess that means that not even the defense gets to read the brief. Jeez. As to why it is that the FBI is not complying with the judge's order. So that's the latest in this particular case. So at this point, we still don't know, because it was a previous FBI investigation where they used a Flash exploit. And people had jumped to the conclusion that it was Flash being used in this case, but at this point, no one really knows exactly how it was the FBI was able to break the anonymity of Tor. Was it with Flash, or was it with something else? Was it Java, or was it something else entirely? Because the Tor browser does not have those things by default. If you download a copy of the Tor browser tonight and you get on Tor and you go do whatever you're going to do on Tor, you do not have Flash installed. You would have to jump through some hoops in order to get Flash installed. In fact, if you try to install Flash, the Tor browser will yell at you and say, "Hey, this could break your anonymity. Are you sure you want to do that?" And so, again, we don't know what the latest is.
It was very strange that that they claimed that this Flash browser was the way that it...
They did not claim it was Flash. They have not made any claims.
People made claims, though.
No, what happened was I think there was some confusion between what the FBI had done on a previous investigation where they did use a Flash NIT.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't know what this NIT was, because right now they've yet to reveal the code. And I don't know if they're just trying to convince the judge. I think right now it sounds like they're trying to convince the judge to reverse himself rather than appealing to another court. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Coming up, the teenager who's now being charged with child porn.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.